Sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, 1, 1. Sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, 1, 1. When you divide by the square of cosine, you get tangent squared plus 1 is secant squared. Hey! Sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, 1, 1. Sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, 1. Now divide it all by sine squared. You get 1 plus cotangent squared is cosecant squared. Hey!
Okay, why is this important? Well, by the time students are learning the Pythagorean identity, they've already learned the quotient identities. Sine squared over cosine squared is tangent squared, for example. Why don't we leverage the identities they've already learned and just use them to unpack and understand the three forms of the Pythagorean identity? Memorizing one form, sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, is easy to do. This idea of using old knowledge to build the new knowledge is actually teaching and modeling what mathematicians do, helping students learn how to think and how to make deductive arguments. I gotta tell you, memorization is not my strong suit. I doubt myself. Adrenaline's rushing and you're on a test. Calm yourself down and go back to things you know, like sine squared over cosine squared is tangent squared. Okay, I know that. So then I can take the original Pythagorean identity, sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, and I can deduce the other forms of it with confidence, using old knowledge that I've already attained. This is what mathematical thinking is about. Making arguments, stringing them together. You don't have to do it in a song. Although, I have to say, sine squared plus cosine squared is 1, 1, 1. It's a pretty catchy way to memorize that first form of the Pythagorean identity. Math love.